Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Monday to you. It is indeed In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And in order for us to do that, go ahead and hit us up on the text line, 713-572-4610 at any and all points of the program. We always want you involved with it. Also, we appreciate the MoCam Injury Lawyers for providing us the live streams. Much appreciated there, both on the Twitch chat, Sports Radio 610. Or sorry, Twitch is 610 Houston. The YouTube page is Sports Radio 610. Always want you involved in various ways. You mentioned the idea of like that sound of players hitting. And of course, I always call football the car crash sport. And I say that obviously with some regard to the danger and the injuries that could happen within it. But I understand the dichotomy within there when I say the first time that you are sideline, like down on field level during a football game, and you see how fast they're going and you see those collisions, you hear it, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
This is different. This is different. So that's one of those sounds. As soon as you mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's get going, because one of those sounds, one of the sounds in sports that was fantastic, showed up yesterday for the Astros as they managed to split a series versus the Texas Rangers up there in Arlington. And so they continue, like, not losing a series in this 17 games, 17 days stretch that they have completed thus far. 10 of those games, 6-4 for your Astros to this point. And so, you know, you needed to come up with something special. They did, right? Mm-hmm. And so within that, what else do you need to see from the Astros to know that they're going to make a little run and know that they are some level of legit in your mind? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, they, you know, that we said, I think I said, I'd like to see them go 11-6. Isn't that right?
11-6 is where you said it. I think I said it at 10-7.
Yeah.
And our friend, was it Lacey on the text line, said, no, I need a 12-5. they might need to pick up the pace a little bit for that, especially in their final two series here. But man, like they're at least on track to meet my expectations.
Yeah, yours for sure. Mine, they would need to do a little work at Tampa, Seattle, coming up. Tampa tonight, of course. And
Triple A Stadium too.
Yeah, Triple A Stadium. Good pitching for both those squads. Although Tampa's not, their record's not reflective of it as much. But it's just been so up and down. And we've talked about this, you know, last week and the week before. You know, there's a little bit of unpredictability. Yesterday was, I thought of Milo Hamilton. Usually he said this about defensive plays. He said it about defensive plays. But put a blue star by that one. You know, put a blue star by that win. You're getting no hit, man. I mean, you're getting worked. And all
by Jack Leiter, mind you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not too far from being drafted and drafted with high regard, obviously, Al Leiter's kid, but he has not lived up to that kind of hype.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and still, here he is, what is it, six innings into this thing?
Yep.
And still holding on to that no hitter.
They get a solo home run. And then the next thing you know after that, you got a 3-run home run. From Isak Paredes, and then you just toss it over to the bullpen, and they do their job, as they've been doing, by the way, very consistently, and you get the win. Put a blue star by that one, because we would be having an entirely different conversation if they didn't get that thing done, because then all of a sudden you're looking at not winning a series.
Right, you lost a series to the Astros, or to the Rangers at that point on the road, and You're a little bit further mm-hmm. from that circumstance. You're at that point, if memory serves.
You'd have five losses.
Right. Yes, in this stretch. And then you'd also be back in, what, third in the AOS, which isn't daunting. But, you know, again, you're trying to find your way into a place where you're right on the tail or mm-hmm. trying to, you know, usurp mm-hmm. the Mariners at the top of the AL West. If you truly want to be some level of contender, as obviously we know, the window is there for.
Yeah, so that one was rather large. It was a big win right there, but it did lead to the question of that you just posed. You know, what else do you need to see? Well, you need to see more clutch. They've shown a couple of things, especially Paredes, man. I mean, this guy, he and Jeremy Peña and Jake Myers, they've been the best and most consistent players all along. You need to see more. You know, you're in a situation now where you have a good meaty part of the lineup up top where you can count on some clutch hits. You know, but, you know, and you need to see a little bit more of that. You're also in a position right now where it's not just Hunter Brown that is, you know, consistently throwing it out there. We talk about Fromber's inconsistencies. Look at his last three starts. He's been pretty dang good, time after time. So you need to see more of that. You need to see a little meatier, you know, a little more in the lineup to be able to come up clutch.
He was starting off Monday in the AO zone. That's crazy. Yeah. All right. No, you're good. Yeah. Go ahead.
AO. No, but you do. You need to see more of that because it's been so inconsistent.
It's funny that you said more clutch because I would go the entire opposite. Like, you're getting a decent amount of clutch, and it's evidenced in some ways by this text that came in from the 713, and I agree with you guys. Let's be real about this past weekend. Super lucky to come out with the split.
That's one way to put it.
Scored in 4 out of 36 innings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you scored 9 out of the total 11 runs in those innings. And yes, like that is really tough. I think I was joking about it when some of us went to the Astros game on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
In the series prior. And one of the things is like, yo, I think it was the Royals. It was that final game versus the Royals. You get to the sixth inning, you're like, okay, now they're allowed to score. They mm-hmm. don't score early in these games. And that adds a level of pressure to your starting pitching to make sure that, you know, they keep it tight. Or, I mean, even if the pitching does get out of hand, now you're scoring runs late in order to make sure you save your bullpen, mm-hmm. Or at least tax the other team's bullpen as opposed to, like, actually trying to win this game. I need to see more of the mundane in a way. I don't know if that's exactly the way to term it, but as opposed to, like, getting to these moments where you're like, okay, I have to get exactly this amount of runs. How about getting some runs early and giving those guys some run support, right? How about getting some runs early and building a lead? Yeah. And that's something that it feels like they don't do. They don't get out. I mean, this is a team that notoriously this season has not scored runs in the first inning,
mm-hmm.
talk less of in those early innings just in general. Like, I need to see you guys build something outside of just these moments where it's absolutely necessary, where you're scraping by and just barely beating the buzzer in some ways when it comes to run production.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I really want to see. Like, I want to see them be able to build some innings, be able to put up some crooked numbers in more than just singular innings in stretches. That's more than anything for me. Like, have an offense that's a little bit more consistent rather than one that you can call on in very, very sparse moments. It is nice, though. I will lean on the idea. It's nice that it feels like they do kind of show up in these moments that you need them.
Yeah.
But that has been enough to kind of keep you right around 500, just above it in this space. If you want to be legit,
mm-hmm.
I think you need to be able to be in a place where you are consistent doing that. And honestly, again, this is where we come back to the idea of this stretch, 17 games in 17 days, not to downgrade the difficulty of it, but you're not facing off against the best offenses. And so the idea that you'd be able to find just enough offense in these moments is cool, but you're not going to be able to do that a lot. Hell, I mean, here in probably, what, 4 days when you get going against mm-hmm. the Mariners, or 3 days when you get going against the Mariners, I don't know that you can assume that, hey, that just enough is going to happen because the Mariners have actually been hitting something decent this year.
I would agree with you if I think that's a realistic possibility. I think...
Oh, you're out. You're out on that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
No, I think realistically this, I mean, let's be very honest about this season. I think this is a bridge season. I think we're getting to, you know, a good indication. They're not going to be an offensive juggernaut top to bottom or even top to seven. You know, I don't know if they are. I don't think they are. So what I'm saying is clutch hits, you know, guys that are having good at bats, maybe they're not having the season they need to. But in moments like that, it's not just Paredes or Myers, or, you know, who's another one, or Pena. But you get some step up, so to speak, from some of these other bats that can be a little more clutch. I mean, do you think that they have it in them to be a 1-7, you know, consistent offense?
I mean, that's a rough question because you start listing some guys off, and in theory, on paper, you should. But some guys have just had rough goals of it to start. Like Yainer Diaz coming out of this is cool, but we know that he can be a little streaky from times. Isak Paredes, obviously, we can talk about how he's found a way to find his level. Christian Walker as well. Jeremy Pena, the step up that he's got. Like, once you start naming some of these guys, you should have enough to at least,
baseball card?
You should at least have some of these guys at least to go six, right? And I don't need it to be seven guys that you step up to the plate and the pitcher goes, gosh darn it, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least what I do want is you talk about clutch. Find a way to have a group of three guys get you hits at similar times, or at least like put up extra bases with runners in scoring position, or things of that nature, where you're actually scoring in earlier portions of the game. I don't know that I'm asking them to be a daunting offense. Thankfully, your pitching has been pretty solid despite injuries that are now coming and ravaging them. Give me a little bit more offensively, because if you're going to be relatively anemic offensively, I don't know what you can expect, because ultimately the game, in its essence, is still about scoring runs.
No, absolutely. But I said bridge season. I don't mean that as an insult. I think you can win this division in a bridge season. I think you can make a little noise with this team transitioning, however you want to put it, if you have some clutch hitting and that kind of pitching. If you can get this out of Hunter Brown and Fromber, and then the back end of the rotation with Abreu of the bullpen with Abreu and Hader, I think you can be pretty good. I think it's a big ask right now for some of the outside of Christian Walker. We keep hoping, you know, for him to find something, but
getting the average hitting is a big ask.
Average hitting, some clutch hits, and then that pitching in the back end of the bullpen. I think that we're seeing how the formula is played out. It should play out.
And that's, I'm not gonna lie, that's a little scary.
The cardiac Astros.
Yeah, because what that means is for an Astros team that used to have a much wider margin for error, there's not any, right? The margin for error is very, very thin. And as we know, baseball is not necessarily one of those sports that allows you to exist in a very tight margin for very much. There's a lot of things that'll pop up. There's IL stints, there's, you know, cold stretches, and you've experienced a decent amount of that all the way through. Hey, you get any update on Yordan?
You read my mind.
Did you get any?
It was May 13th, right? When he was coming off the.
When he was eligible to come off.
what's today's date?
Today is the 19th.
Okay. But May 13th was when he was eligible.
That is right.
And today's the 19th.
Those are correct statements that you have made, yes.
And so where has he been? How's he been doing?
I don't know.
How long do it take to recover from a broken hand, possibly?
Oh, all right. There we go. Hey,
I'm just asking.
No, I mean,
how long do it take to recover from a broken hand?
More than a couple weeks.
Yordan would be nice. Getting Yordan back would be nice. There's no question about that.
Somebody said we have a team of Kirk Gibsons at the moment. Yeah, like, and that's the thing.
ultimately, I'm with you on the idea of I think that this is a team that can absolutely win this division, which I don't think says much about this division.
No, that's
to be
fine.
Completely honest.
Yeah.
The tough part about it, though, is the mantra that the Astros have given us, kind of the talking points, has not just been a team that wins the division. It's been a team that has a contention window.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we might have a little bit of a difference there in the expectation. And maybe you say it's an unfair expectation, but that's the idea, right? Like, that is at least the stated idea, even if you look up and you go, hey, some of these actions maybe don't necessarily push you towards that space. But again, I am pleased thus far with the way that they've been able to navigate this stretch, because it's not easy to not have any breaks in baseball.
Yeah.
The tough thing about it, though, is if I'm trying to extrapolate further, which is what we've been talking about, I'm a little uncomfortable. Although at this point I'm having to lean on hopium, right? What reserves or reinforcements can come through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm talking about like the health and wellness of this team. And when it comes to the Astros, we all know how fraught that can be.
Well, and again, back to Yordan, just getting him back even next week, for goodness sakes, even if he doesn't play the rest of this week or into the weekend or whatever, just getting him back at some point, just having that bat and that threat, if he's at all close to healthy, gives you a better look when it comes to some of those clutch hits. He has been Mr. Clutch. You know, he has been one of those guys when healthy. So that's what they need. I think the template is already established for what this team is. And, you know, Yordan obviously needs to get back. You know, Cam Smith has been on a little bit of a better run here lately, too, by and large. You know, he's had his bad moments for sure, but by and large, he's been a little bit better, too. So it's just come up with the clutch hits. That's what you are.
Speaking of expectations, where have your expectations gone with Cam Smith? Because, I mean, early on, we were all riding the roller coaster. We were drinking the Kool-Aid. He was having a fantastic spring. And obviously, there was always the understanding that spring does not necessarily mean regular season production. And now we are living in the midst of that. Has it shifted for you at all? Are you still in this place where you're looking at the entirety of the lineup and going, this cold stretch probably speaks to all of it as opposed to the individual? Where are you at with him?
I think, you know, it's about what we expected it to be. You know,
is it?
It really is, if you're being realistic. You know, we had high expectations, but we were saying before the season even began, he's going to have a long stretch of, you know, he's going to have a lull. I mean, you know, I know I said it. I know you agreed with me. You know, it's going to happen. There, you know, every rookie player, especially a young one like that, is going to have a stretch. His last nine games, he's batting .310 with a .791 OPS. So he's starting to ramp up a little bit offensively. He might have another bad stretch. He probably will. I'm actually about where I thought he would be. You know, I would be with him. You know, it's going to be up and down.
Yeah. So we're excited to see what it looks like. One of the things I am encouraged by, they got the Rays in this three-game set in Tampa. But remember, it's Steinbrenner Field. One of the things that I was looking at was Steinbrenner Field, because I remember thinking about this with Sutter Health in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Balls are carrying out there, and I mean this, they're both top 10 parks when it comes to home runs because of like the profile of it. There's not big stands, so once that ball gets up there, that wind has an opportunity to carry it out if it is
minor
indeed
league ballpark,
going.
Man.
And so maybe that ends up being some level of boon to the offense. Although the one thing I will say, unlike Sutter Health Park, Steinbrenner Field is pretty low when it comes to extra base hits.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not necessarily producing that way, or maybe that's just about playing the Rays. I don't know. But at the very least, maybe that gives you an opportunity to get some home runs. And if not, we probably need to have more conversations about the thing that Astros fans like talking about, which is the coaching staff as it relates to offense and hitting, because you're seeing up and down the lineup a little bit of problems there. And I think you guys talked about it on Friday.
Yep.
Alex Bregman having these switches when he went to the Red Sox, them seeing some things in what he is doing at the plate and changing it, and him seeing even more success.
It's pretty mind-blowing, to be honest.
So a little uncomfortable, and maybe this ends up being a little bit of an additional data point when it comes to the offense for the Houston Astros. But we'll see what it looks like when they get going tonight versus the Rays in Tampa. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Monday. Coming up next, the 49ers and Brock Purdy had they got their deal done when it came to securing the quarterback, getting it paid on the second deal. Do you feel like this is the perfect template for CJ Stroud's future deal? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it.
Question.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.